Welcome to News Video Clip. Our senile commander-in-chief claimed today that the Islamic Republic of Japan has been firing missiles at the U.S. Let's listen to this old senile bastard.
I told the story yesterday. We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. They were shot at the air.
Okay. There has never been an Islamic Republic of Japan. And no, Japan did not fire 111 missiles at the United States. That never happened. Trump is lying. Or he's senile. And we're not the only ones that think so. Even our own allies in Europe, they know how crazy Trump is. The Wall Street Journal reports that our allies in Europe are actually coming up with ways to deal with Trump's mental illness. And this is a wild story in the Wall Street Journal. And the gals over at I've Had It have more about this. Let's watch the video.
The Wall Street Journal has some incredible reporting on how European leaders have been dealing with Trump. Pop this up. European leaders workshopped tweets to send Trump, debating which words to capitalize. They had to sound extra stupid to win over his trust. Trump didn't like the idea of sanctioning Russia, so they started calling sanctions tariffs. When a tablet to call Trudeau didn't work, Trump threw it down like a little baby. Trump took German leader Merz into the Oval Office, which he called the Lewinsky Room, and told him he could take away MAGA swag that he could sell for thousands of dollars. Okay? You can't make this into a comedy. The straight reporting is funny enough, but really it's disgraceful when you have any pride in your nation. You should be ashamed of this.
Absolutely. We should be ashamed of this. But amazingly, we have Americans who voted for Trump, about 77 million Americans. And one of Trump's very loyal, probably the most loyal voting bloc are evangelical pro-life Christians. We're going to meet one of those people right now. Her name is Anna Lulis, and she's on Twitter X a lot, pushing lie after lie after lie. Anna is a big anti-abortion person, and we're going to watch this clip from her about her from something called Spoose TV, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Remember, this is a Christian who supports 34-time felon and adjudicated rapist Donald Trump.
But I was pretty secular, very atheist and progressive. So I, for like 19 years of my life, I was incredibly scientifically driven. I knew human life began at conception. And I would tell people abortion is murder because of that, because of the scientific reality. There's a study that came out of the University of Chicago with left-leaning, very secular biologists confirming 97% confirm that human life begins at fertilization and therefore human rights begin at that point.
Okay. So first of all, I looked up that study from the University of Chicago. It was not 97%. It was 95%. Little note there for the incredibly scientifically driven Anna Lulis. And second of all, those scientists never said one word about human rights beginning at conception. She is lying. And she lies like this all the time on Twitter X. And if you confront her with the lies, she never says anything back because she is a liar. She can't defend what she's saying. But she's not the only one. We have another one. This is another Christian supporter of Donald Trump. And you may have heard of him. His name is Benny Johnson. He's a big podcaster. He's a paid influencer. And Benny decided to mock black women who were held in slavery when this country was founded. So let's watch this clip of Benny from the gals that I've had it.
I want a name, okay? I need a name of a single black woman that had something to do with America's founding. Go. I mean, I can think of like, didn't Thomas Jefferson have like half his family, like with out of wedlock with the slaves, I think? Isn't that historic? Anyway, that's like as close as I can get.
All right, so Benny is basically mocking black women who were raped by Thomas Jefferson. And again, Benny claims to be a Christian. He supports 34-time felon and adjudicated rapist Donald Trump. So I guess he's really into the whole rape thing. But he's a pretty sick individual. And as I said before, Benny is a paid influencer. He's a paid liar. There's been multiple accusations against Benny for being a plagiarist. He's reportedly been fired multiple times from jobs because of his plagiarism. That's what's been reported. So unlike Benny, we actually back up all of our stories right below this video. We include all the links to all the stories. Benny Johnson doesn't. Joe Rogan doesn't. Tim Pool doesn't. Riley Gaines doesn't. Jimmy Dore doesn't. None of those right-wing paid influencers do. We back up our stories. And I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this podcast. Thank you guys so much. It really does mean a lot. And we do read the comments. Thank you for your comments as well. If this is your first time watching this podcast, please like and subscribe. Or you can hate it and subscribe. Or you can just hate me and subscribe. But just make sure you subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more news.